Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
You're listening to Adam Carriker on The Ticket on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Adam Carriker on The Ticket. I hope you're having a phenomenal Monday. And if you're not, sure, ladies and gentlemen, you just enjoyed, hopefully enjoyed somewhat, un poquito, a little bit, the fastest hour in radio. We got about 5 minutes left here. If you got any questions at all, as always, send them into 402-464-5685. You notice how I slow down when I say the telephone number? I hope people can remember that and send in their questions if they'd like. 402-464-5685. Now, it's interesting because I've been keeping tabs on the college football playoff negotiations as they're going on. Yes, I know. We haven't even had one freaking season of the 12-team college football playoff yet, and they're already preparing for the 14-team college football playoff. So here's the deal. Here's how I understand it per folks that I've spoken to, things that I've heard. Okay, the Big Ten and the SEC, they are throwing their weight around. Why? Because they can. And what are you going to do about it? Okay, they're the big dogs. It's the Big Two. Then the next two, which is the Big 12 and ACC, till the ACC no longer exists here in a few years. And then you got everybody else. Okay. Also, for some reason, and Notre Dame still gets to have their cake and eat it too. But here's the deal. The Big Ten and SEC, we're going to demand what I heard was originally 4 automatic bids every year. And if you do that math, that's 8 slots. Then the ACC gets one. The Big 12 gets one. The power, or the group of 5, okay, gets one. That left one at large spot, one open spot, one wild card spot, whatever the heck you want to call it, which created a real problem, especially if you're a team like Notre Dame. Couldn't care less about Notre Dame. But if Notre Dame gets that slot, it's literally no at large spots. So what has kind of happened is the Big Ten and SEC, now I'm hearing rumors of 3 automatic spots for each conference. Okay. But what they've said is we'll go to 14 teams. And here's why they've done that, because it's their way of saying to the Big 12 and ACC, we'll give you another slot for each one of your conferences. Otherwise, the Big 10 and ACC, we're pretty much going to take them all. I'm sorry, the Big 10 and SEC, we're pretty much going to take them all. So they're going to 14. That's a proposal. And the Big 10 is saying, we'll take 3 automatic spots now, 3 automatic spots per conference. So that goes 6. Okay, we got the ACC champ, the Big 12 champ, so there's 8. You got the group of 5 top-rated team, which is 9. Okay, and then what they're saying is really, we're going to create those extra 2 slots, go to 14 teams, so that the Big 12 can have a guaranteed 2 teams, and the ACC can have a guaranteed 2 teams. It was their way of extending somewhat of an olive branch while swinging their weight around, because they can, what you can do about it. But what they asked for in return, we get the number 1 and 2 seed every year. Our conference champ, the Big Ten champ, the SEC champ, we get the number 1 and 2 seed every year in the playoff. Now, what I've heard conflicting reports. I have heard that is a no-go, a non-starter, not going to happen. Also, what's the ACC and Big 12 going to do about it? Because the Big Ten and SEC can break away, and they can go do their own playoff. Now, right now, at this point in time, the Big Ten and SEC, per the numbers I've heard, the SEC teams are slated to make $23 million a year for the 14-team proposed playoff.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Big Ten, because there's an extra two teams, you got to remember that. Those teams are slated to make $21 million. Big 12, ACC. I believe the ACC was 13 a year and the Big 12 was 11 a year. I could be wrong on those numbers. Honestly, I didn't pay anywhere near as much attention to them. And then the group of five teams, per se, were going to get somewhere between $1 to $2 million a year. So the gap was huge. Now, the question is, if the Big Ten and SEC break up and do their own playoff, can they still make those kind of numbers? Because now you're excluding a ton of schools out and a ton of fan bases who no longer will watch. But you get a much bigger slice of the pie. So that's really what it's coming down to. How can the Big Ten and SEC make more money? And if people think it's dirty pool, you're not wrong. It's also business. That's what business is. Okay? People are going to do what's best for business, and they're going to swing their weight around if they can, because what you're going to do about it? It's called leverage, called negotiations, okay? And they've only got a week or two with which to really figure this out, because then the ESPN TV deal has to be figured out and negotiated, and several things, several other TV deals have to be figured out and negotiated. That's the rumors that I'm hearing right now when it comes to college football playoff, and I'll keep you updated as we go forward, okay? That's what's on the table. The automatic 1 and 2 seeds going to the Big Ten and SEC champs are a no-go as far as everyone else is concerned. Also, the Big Ten and SEC are saying, well, cool, we'll go off and do our own thing. Good luck to you. Nobody's going to watch your little playoff. And so that's where the impasse is at the moment. A couple of questions that have come in. One from Todd. Who is your favorite for the NCAA tournament? Are you a one or multiple bracket guy? Oh, one. I'm too competitive. It's the same reason I don't do fantasy football. I spend too much freaking time on these things. I really do. So I can't do more than one. I do one to say that I did one and have fun, usually do it with the family. Oh, I tell you what, Purdue is the team that pops into my mind because they have so many returners. They have the player of the year, at least from a year ago, Zach Edey. I hearken back to when Virginia lost and was upset early on by the 16th seed, and next year came back and won. You know, I don't have a whole lot of confidence. I haven't done a whole lot of research into who my top favorites are yet. That's the team that pops into my head at this moment in time. I may have a different answer as we get the actual NCAA brackets. Number two, last question. Did you hang out with the basketball players when you played at Nebraska? Admittedly, not a ton. I was so busy doing football stuff with football guys and going to class most of the time. It was like, that's where my focus was. I actually wish I would have spent more time with those guys. Okay, and even just athletes in general. It's one reason I try to spend so much time talking about every sport and not just being just football focused. Number one, I am a sport connoisseur. I was a multi-sport athlete, 3-4 sports all the way through high school. I have an eclectic love of all sports, but that's one reason I try to do that as well. I got much love and respect for all Nebraska sports across the board. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining me. Have a phenomenal rest of your Monday and a great week. Until next time, go big Red Nose. Remember, go Bug.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply, in-app only.